Coming up on Roundabout, how to deal with people that are following you. We'll show you the absolute worst way to transport a ladder. Plus, our panelists will play another game of a car by any other name. Add it all up, and you simply cannot afford to miss this week's program. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase, and by everyone's favorite online store, Amazon.com.
Here I'm Al Vinokur, sitting in seat 1A. I write for the Chicago Sun-Times and MotorwayAmerica.com.
The captain has turned on the seatbelt sign. Please take your seat.
Globetrotting on behalf of Auto Bytel, I'm Michelle Naranjo, and I know Ben is amazed that I just waited for that whole sound effect to hit.
I'm the virtual driver, Chris Sawyer.
Wrangling these couple of bozos, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
Longing for the days of the great Art Bell, I'm producer Ben Sanders in Farmington Hills, Michigan.
For the love of God, this is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode 119, believe it or not, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
But probably not. But welcome to Roundabout. Greetings, salutations. We're glad you could join us today. We've assembled it's an illustrious panel, the likes of which we have never seen before on this program, at least since the last time they were on, you know. So we've circled the wagons. We're here again Friday evenings, putting together just an all-star show. And Chris Sawyer is going to be—he's going to be the fulcrum of that lever, I think, tonight.
Which is another way of saying we're screwed.
There are no corkscrews on a lever, necessarily.
Saying he's a tool.
My wine opener has a lever that you pull up, and it's a corkscrew.
Or if you're from Britain or Canada, it has a lever.
Yeah.
A lift.
Jolly old England. Have you been there, Al?
Oh, many times.
Yeah. Folly old England?
Yes, many children.
Not folly, it's just England.
everything they eat has been
everything
boiled.
Everything I do is a folly, yeah, but I've been there.
Michelle, you used to live in the British archipelago.
I did.
Is it true that all their food is boiled?
No, sometimes they go sort of international, have a curry.
Curry.
They're fond of the curries.
Are they ever?
They are.
Yes, yes.
Because everything else is a...
Hey, Michelle, people haven't lived until I've had bangers and mash.
That's right.
That's true. And I do... I mean, there's some things that I miss, like a cheese and onion pasties, which is yummy.
I had pasties in the Upper Peninsula, didn't I, Ben?
Yeah, you did.
I think are they different or the same? I don't know.
Well, if a pasty is supposed to be some dried out piece of dough that's stuffed with baked potato and that's it.
Craig was not a fan. And it was baked potato. There was some meat.
That is not the way to make a pasty. My mother made great pasties.
It was all baked potato, Ben.
Yeah, so much for my pronunciation.
No, pasty, not pasty.
Yeah, I was going to say,
that's what you're more familiar with.
Surprised at all those shops up north.
I can make my pasties twirl.
Whoa!
She's a woman of many talents.
Michelle Ortiz, she's a striptease.
Now you tell me I'm 2,500 miles away from you, Michelle.
Oh,
that's
God.
Why she said.
Anyway, we've got a great show planned, great guests lined up. But before we jump into the news, we have to announce the winner of this little ditty down here. It is the Stealth Workshop tool bag that our good pal Eric, Mr. Tritko, Mr. Rumblestrip donated to the Roundabout cause. As you may know, we had various contestants submit humorous captions for a picture of Freddy Ford the robot that was on our Facebook page. We narrowed it down to 5 finalists and then asked you to vote on your favorite. And here are the nominees.
I'm sorry, Alan. I'm afraid I can't do that. I think that Fanuke 9706 is checking me out. Doc should really stick to time machines. I'm not just a rebadged Freddie Mercury. Buy stuff now.
Why stop now?
So there, those are the five finalists, and you, the roundabout audience, has voted. Your voice has been heard, and the winner is Ben. Without further ado, I'm sorry, Alan. I'm afraid I cannot do that. Which was submitted by Wesley Kittle, although I'm sure it's supposed to be Wesley Crusher.
Oh. Yes, the I T T and E L are silent.
Yes. Exactly. So, Wesley, congratulations, and look for a Facebook message from our illustrious producer, Mr. Benjamin Slanders, and we'll get this bag
shipped.
Slanders. Slanders. Slanders, whatever.
Yeah. Colonel Slanders.
The Colonel. We'll get this shipped out to you as soon as, well, whenever it gets sent. So, without further ado, congratulations, and let's get rolling on the show, and I believe that L, Mr. Vinicor, you have the first story.
Yes, we were given topics to write our thoughts on, and the one I picked, first one, was what you should do if you suspect a car is following you.
Sound advice.
Yeah, so rather than just ad lib, I wrote down a few things that make more sense and hopefully will be important to the audience. I've watched enough television shows to understand the possible danger in being followed by a strange vehicle for an excessive amount of time. I've developed a safety plan to keep me and my family protected. The first thing I did was set up interviews at a halfway house for former state prisoners convicted of a felony. I hired two of the most thuggish. Then I bought a 1962 Oldsmobile station wagon with rear-facing third-row seats. If the felons, whom I'll call Craig and Chris, observe any unusual activity that looks like cars following us, they let me know and I pull off to the side of the road. If the vehicle behind me does the same thing, Chris and Craig will pop open the back door, run back to the car that was following us, tear open the inside door, yank the driver out of his seat, and then proceed to beat him or her within an inch of their lives. Afterwards, I usually take my two employees to a gas station where they attempt to wash the blood off their hands so they don't smear any of it on the leather seats in the vehicle. Then we proceed on our way, secure of the knowledge that our safety has been preserved. No one was probably killed, and that life is sweet once more.
I like that, probably killed.
Probably. Well,
yeah, well, it all depends what kind of job that those two guys do.
Now, at the gas station, can we get snacks?
Oh, sure.
You weren't on the list, Ben.
No, yeah.
He said hypothetically, or
well, now you've tipped your cover, Ben. Oh. I just made up two names. Now you told the audience that it, actually you're one of them.
Excellent.
Were the halfway house.
Actually, Al, in point of fact, the 1962 Oldsmobile wagon did not have leather as an available option.
We had it put in at Finger Hut.
Okay.
The joke's on you. They went to my dad's junkyard.
Okay.
And killed a cow and then stretched it out. And
dried it in the sun.
They had some unemployed
seat covers.
Yeah, they had unemployed Indians from the steel mill, pound it and pray over it. So the joke's on you, little boy.
All right, fair enough.
As Al's mom would say to him when he was a little boy, "That's nice, darling. Now run along and get me another martini."
Yeah, no, my mother never talked to me when I was a little boy. She just hit me with a switch and a yardstick.
At the same time?
She had both hands.
Okay. For a short time.
Yeah, she was never in the war. She had both of her extremities.
Okay.
Yeah, matter of fact, she kicked me with the other two extremities, so it was a big day for her.
Wow. Oh, anyway, Michelle, I understand there is a Republican primary going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that there is.
And there's a guy in there who used to be the Speaker of the House, no less.
He is. In fact, I just ran into him the other day in Vegas. He was staying at the Venetian because the owner of the Venetian is his biggest rate. Well, he's his super PAC'd funder. He gave him like $10 million. So he was there. I saw his wife walk in first, and I was like, oh, my God, it doesn't. Her hair doesn't move, but but he was very nice.
I'm not sure it's real.
I don't know. She's real. She's a fembot.
Oh, close. Oh, jeez. Yeah, the sun shining off that thing blinds me.
Callista.
Sounds like a female body part.
Oh God.
Oh, here we go.
It's true.
So anyway, what's going on with Newton Gingrich?
Well, forgetting that everyone doesn't think exactly like you is not a good idea when running for any public office, especially for President of the United States. Former Speaker man Newt Gingrich took a shot at President Obama's relationship with the auto industry last week by calling the Chevrolet Volt an Obama car, and followed that with the bold statement, "You cannot put a gun rack in a Chevy Volt." Ooh, burn. That burned up one feller so much he installed a makeshift gun rack in the back of his Chevy Volt. Was this a bleeding liberal going all the way of the gun just to make a point? Nope. He's not only a fellow Republican to Newtsy, he's a Florida Republican. Check your fly, Newt. I think your Chad's hanging out.
He's a filler.
Oh, the thing I liked about that gun rack that he built was he made it out of plastic pipe, you know, that you'd use for plumbing these days. It's like, yeah, okay, so that falls over, the gun goes off, shoots the driver. Ah, another Volt death.
Well, I got to do it. He can count his own Chad. I'm not holding that up to the light.
Oh, my God. Well, Chris, we've been teasing some cars that never existed. And that's the beat you're covering this week.
So cars that never existed.
What's going on? Were these just drawings on the drawing board? Or?
Oh, God, we only wish that they were drawings. These were cars built by the Russians.
In Bombay.
Yes. I just automatically default to Indian. I don't know.
I was going to say, what kind of Russian are you?
Obviously, I'm an Indian communist.
Thank you.
But these were mostly out-of-date Fiat platforms that were sold to the Russians in exchange for the terrible subpar steel they got in exchange that gave Fiats their stellar reputation at cars that you could hear rusting in the showroom. And their stodgy handling and pathetic performance stole the spirit from what were, in their Italian guys, really fun cars, and proved that communism is indeed truly godless. But the last car in this list, if you scroll down all the way to the bottom, is this
scrolling.
Past all of these square boxes that have the life taken out. Although I love the one that was a square box with a sort of fastback roof to it, as you get a little farther down. They are a Salvador Dali-esque nightmare built from leftover Chrysler parts in the late 1980s. It looks like, you know, one of those Lancer hatchbacks at the bottom.
The last on the list?
That
looks
one,
like a
It looks like a thunder turd is what it looks like.
Super coupes.
Yeah.
You had one of those.
I did. I had a black Lancer ES.
Did you really?
Yes.
Just
How
like
did
this
you
one.
To it?
Sure.
Those are fine cars at the time.
Obviously, I didn't put a lot of miles on it. I'm still here.
And they always told you that your door was ajar.
Yeah. Wow.
What was the slogan for the Thunder Turd, Chris? I don't remember.
Thanks, Michelle. What it is we'll plop in your driveway.
All right. Well, great, great story there about horrible.
I can tell you're horrible. Really, yeah.
What's your favorite one on this?
Yeah.
That last one, your favorite?
Yes.
It uses that, they came up with that glass below the belt line before the Volt ever did.
Absolutely.
That's what's amazing.
Which they borrowed from many Italian concept cars that did it a lot better.
I never look like that. Mm-hmm. You know, no, God.
That's a Russian Volga.
Oh, all right.
It's a Volga.
No wonder.
So were Russian cars really that bad?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes.
But they almost made it to the moon, Chris.
Yeah.
How could they not design a car?
One of their plans for going to the moon was, we're just going to shoot the astronaut there. He's going to land there. We have no way to get him back. Tough. He does it from Russia.
Wait a minute, Chris. What's the operative word of that comment you just made, Craig?
Hmm?
Almost. Made it to the moon.
Yes.
Well, there.
We almost built a
good
car. That's
Clinton speak, buddy.
We could almost handle. I mean, these things could outrun by a dog.
Didn't
with
we almost
three legs.
Have it all?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I brought up the dead. I'm sorry.
Well, moving along. There's dumb, and then there's dumb. An epic level of stupidity reserved for a select few. It's orders of magnitude beyond the cluelessness exhibited by your run-of-the-mill moron. All too often, these folks are allowed to drive, or even worse, have children. Well, today I present a prime example of the former. A Nissan Altima owner was in a bit of a kosher dill, so to speak. The person of indeterminate gender had to transport a supersized ladder with said midsize sedan. Rather than strapping the thing to the car's roof, or, God forbid, borrowing someone's pickup truck, the intrepid motorist passed the aluminum stepper through the Altima's rear window openings, leaving feet of ladder hanging out beyond the sides of the vehicle.
Nice.
Hell, beyond the boundaries of the lane. The last time borders were this disregarded was September of 39. Just look.
Excellent.
Nice.
Just look at this rolling idiocy.
Early part of the month, too, I believe.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly. That ladder will make it all the way to the Sudetenland.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So there you go. I saw this. I couldn't resist.
Oh, my what? God.
And it's probably the glass. It's probably one of those cars where the windows don't go all the way down. Mm-hmm. So the ladder's sitting on the glass. On the edge of the glass.
And they That's get home true. And go, why are my windows broken?
They won't roll up. Oh, they're.
Well, I thought you were talking about borders being abused, the bookstores. I'm sorry.
No. No, Al.
Entirely different. Like yeah, entirely different.
You know, Craigie, I actually moved all of the fixins to build my miniature horse's barn in the back of a Nissan Altima.
You did?
I did. The seats laid down. It only had to be 6 foot length, so I actually was able to close the hatch.
Wow.
So I had roofing materials, you know, 2x4s, 4x4s, you name it, and it all fit. It was fine.
That's great.
But you can't do that in an Altima hybrid because the seat doesn't lay down.
Oh, there's the catch. That's how they get you.
That's right. That's how they get you. Is that your miniature horse barking in the background?
I was going to say, tell your
that
boyfriend is. To quit barking.
It's one of the seven.
Put that on so I can see her.
Oh, Ben changed the shot. There's you. Oh, that's there right. She's back. Al is ogling you at Michelle. All right, Al, you got the next article. Masternaut?
I do, yeah. For years, there's been a move afoot to have drivers' habits micromanaged. And who's going to do it? The driver himself? What's he going to do? Go to a police station and say, I've crossed a double yellow line 3 times and exceeded the speed limit at least 6. Do you know what would happen to a person who's honest enough to have that guilty of a conscience? He should die, that's what. He'd probably apologize to the babe at Baskin-Robbins for spilling a sprinkle on the floor from his ice cream cone. The Earth is too populated to set aside space for nebbish like that to walk among us.
Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, hell with him. If I were to purchase a new car, let's call it a 2012 Mercedes-Benz S550, and it had devices in it to momentarily take control of my car from me and make sure my vehicle was sent back securely to my road lane, and another device that tells me I'm driving too fast, I'm all set for that. I'll drive to the teacher's parking lot at my old high school in Valparaiso, Indiana, set fire to my $115,000 Mercedes sedan, thus ensuring Big Brother devices have been destroyed, and then I would loan it to the shop class to completely rebuild my vehicle, minus the looking-over-your-shoulder devices, and use it for half their grade for that semester. Finally, I would track down the inventor of those devices, sneak into his house in the middle of the night, and shove my old K-bar knife I was issued in Fantasy Navy SEALs camp so far into the back of his head that it comes out the front looking at all the world like Bill Haley's spit curl. Those devices aren't Terminators, and I'm not sure as hell not John Connor.
All right. So I'm not clear what has drawn your ire, Al.
Oh, nothing. I'm fine. I just, you know.
What's
just
the Masternaut?
I don't think it takes much.
I don't know. I didn't make
it. I don't think it does. I don't think it does.
I don't know what a Masternaut is. I just, you know, I was just given the topic to write.
Did you know that was an article?
It combined his two favorite words, master, and I won't say what the other half was, and astronaut.
Yeah. Hey, if people point me to a bathroom, I just go. I don't know what the hell is.
So Al doesn't understand when he sees something blue underlined. It's a link.
It's a link.
What? A link.
You know this internet thing might take off after all.
I prefer patties to links.
Link. Remember Link, Pete, and Julie, the Mod Squad?
Yes, I do.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Who played the part of Link?
Lincoln?
Oh, God. Peggy Lipton's husband.
Not his husband. Clarence Williams III.
Clarence Williams III, that's right.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
He was married to Cagney or Lacey.
Michelle, we'll rejoin retro about.
Yes. Well, Michelle, I was going to say, can you get this show back on track?
Yes, please.
I'd love to, Craigie. Let's go.
Someone do it because we're not going to.
And I'm the most ADD of all of you, probably. But in a rather long-winded manner, the Huffington Post takes a shot at telling us that honesty is the best policy when trying to get out of a speeding ticket. By admitting guilt, a speed demon has more likely of a chance of getting... My grammar sucked in this one. Of getting out of a speeding ticket than they would by playing dumb or fibbing. After all, no one lies to a police officer, right?
No.
The theory is that that a policeman is more likely to not be upset if you are truthful and you get scot-free in many or most instances. I am not going to try and find out if this is true or not because I don't know. They're like stormtroopers and Darth Vader. Police officers scare bleep out of me.
Having trouble reading your own printing, are you, Michelle?
You're not making friends, Al.
Yeah.
Well, just don't do that in Fayetteville because, they don't call it Fayette-Nam for nothing. And when they pull you over, honest to God, the cop will come up to you and say, son, I had you speeding. You're doing 75 in a whatever zone, and your ticket could be anywhere from $25 to $250. So what you got in your wallet? So what you do is you hide everything other than $25 and say, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I got $25. And hopefully you'll get off.
Charged with bribing.
Well, is it not the same thing?
And does their siren sound like this?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Hey, Michelle.
Florida.
Michelle, your honesty bit may actually has some truth to it because we were in a ride drive event one time for Jaguar, and the oldest guy in the traveling circus was. Tom Keen.
Oh God!
And he drove over a hill, and there was a cop sitting there waiting, and he pulled him over. He was doing like about 75 or 80, and he walks up to the car and tells Tom. He says, "You know, I've been waiting all day for one of you guys to come by." And Tom said, "Well, I got here as fast as I could," and the cop was laughing so hard he let him go.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I got here as fast as I could.
Well, I read in a magazine, I don't remember where, but it's like the worst thing to say to a cop would be,
I pay your salary?
What?
I pay your salary?
No, how did it go? It was, you're going to give me a ticket or a lecture? Because I don't need both.
Oh,
the worst thing you could say.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I pay your salary. When I was a mailman, I had one of my patrons say that to me. You know, and I said, you know what? I said, I pay my salary, too, because that makes me self-employed. Mm-hmm. You can go to hell. You're not getting your mail from me anymore.
Jeez. Well, nice. Michelle, you left out one point. Honesty and cleavage, right? Doesn't that help?
Never helped Chris.
What, did you want me to moon them?
Well, okay. Yeah, give me time to go through the academy first, Michelle.
Unfortunately, in your case, it's Starfleet again.
Yeah, well. Moving along, Chris. Oh, Mercury. Yes. Everyone's favorite brand.
Mm. Oh, yes, their favorite dead brand. This is the Mercury XM 800, and no, it's not a satellite radio station. It's a dream car from 1954, back when Mercury had a future. It has a 312 cubic inch V8 with 270 horsepower, which is barely enough to move this parade float at ramming speed. The XM 800 two-door hardtop has more chrome than Rhodesia, and a body oddly enough made of fiberglass. That's because they were in a hurry to get it on the show circuit.
Fiberglass.
Yeah, exactly. Fiberglass. However, production models would have used more steel in each one than all of the subcompacts built in a year today. Production, you say? Well, yes, Benson Ford, then head of the Lincoln Mercury division, wanted to put it in production. Had that happened, the characterful land yacht with its impressive Dagmar bumpers would have been an instant hit and given Mercury one thing it never had, a chance. Unfortunately, instead, Ford built the Edsel.
Smart move, because now they've got a place in history.
Boy, that thing didn't have a waterfall grill. It had a landfill grill.
It's sort of cool.
So this was a concept, right?
This was a concept, yep.
Wow. Did it have two 4-barrels? If it had a 270 horse?
Probably.
I had a 312 in my 57 Thunderbird Special V8. Mm. But it was 270 horse with two 4-barrels, and it was 245 with one.
Damn, you know a lot.
Well, he's making up numbers now. Yeah. So, it's a 2x4. Right. And
yeah.
It's amazing.
You know, centimeters.
The thing is, this car sold at RM Auction recently for $429,000.
Wow. That, there's only one built?
Only one built, and the guy had to turn it into a runner. He had to make this thing work.
Wow. Fascinating. Whoa. What drew your eye to this story, Chris, other than the young boys in the background?
Oh, excellent. That's why I feel safe around here.
Wow.
Is that why you're sitting next to him, Craigie?
Yeah. I didn't hear that.
What did you didn't.
What did you say, Michelle?
I asked Craigie if that's why he's sitting next to you.
Oh, gross.
Grody.
Oh.
You know, know, Michelle, I'm the oldest one in the room, and these three are like my illegitimate children.
Oh, yes. We love you too, Al.
But yes, we're all your illegitimate children, but you're the bastard. But okay.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Wow. What drew me to it?
It's ridiculous.
It's just so kitsch, it's cool.
Yeah. It's
how the hell do you remember that? Or just, you know, like, weed makes everything come back clearer.
Hippie.
Well, I don't remember that. Wasn't there another Mercury have another one, or was that?
There was a Lincoln. The Lincoln that turned
XP 400 or something? Who was that?
XP would be GM.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's round up the news portion of the program. I've got the last one here. Amen. Yes, I know. You're almost done and can go home. Enjoy your weekend.
Well, I haven't eaten yet.
Oh. Yeah. A man in once.
Green room here doesn't have anything to eat.
Well, there are coffee grounds, Al. I offered you some, but you declined.
No, they were my grounds. What the hell are.
Edible.
Perfect for your tapeworm.
Yeah.
A man in once Great Britain has created the perfect getaway vehicle for Al so he can bust out of his group home. Mm-hmm. The guy has plopped a 125cc motorcycle engine in the back of a mobility scooter.
Wow, that would make anybody
plop. Oh, man.
I know. Altogether,
propel me.
Altogether, Al, the package is good for more than 70 miles an hour.
I wish I was.
This rascal on steroids looks absolutely ridiculous, zipping through the snow, drifting, and doing donuts. Aside from the powertrain, though, it looks pretty much stock, right down to those tiny, gray, non-marring tires. Great news, Al. They'll match your hush puppies.
Now, hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba.
It's so fun to be
my God, I hear I try not to live in the past.
Oh, and they even have sheep in this, Al. It's perfect for you, this video.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Oh, now he's interested.
Oh, man. Oh, Manischewitz. Look at those sheep.
That was Mildred, wasn't it?
No, that was Joanne. Oh, okay. Guys, you know, just don't be, you know, you don't look these people in the eye, for God's sake. Yeah, their eyes are up here, Craig.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
So,
they're not behind them.
So, guys, with that, we've got to thank our good friends at Amazon. But don't you worry, audience. We will be back with more of Michelle, Al, and Chris in just a tick. Plus, we're going to play another game of A Car by Any Other Name. But right now, we've got to thank our sponsor, Amazon.com. You know, everyone loves Amazon. They've got literally millions of different products available on the site.
Absolutely.
You got it. And every week we like to highlight one that is available. So our pick of the week here is 1 dozen jumbo dinosaurs up to 6 inches long. You know,
I just clicked the link, Craig, what? And
it's that's Al's hernia belt.
Florida orthopedic soft up to 6 inches long.
Yeah. Oh,
wish
God.
I was hung like that guy.
Al.
Guy's hung like a turtle.
Al, do you have the Florida orthopedic soft form hernia belt? Completely adjustable without metal snaps or buckles.
I thought you were supposed to try to take this seriously because it's a sponsor. What the hell's wrong with you guys? I rage you better than that.
Hey, it's on sale for $30. You can save 50%.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, they got easy hook
son
and loop
of a bitch.
Closures.
That it's on sale for that.
That's right.
Oh my
and there's
God.
No buckles.
Flexible foam cushions.
You can take back. You can find enough pop bottles on I-75.
There's
to pay
a
for
neutral
one of those.
Beige color, so he'll be worn inconspicuously under most clothing.
I'll be damned.
You really mess with the TSA with this one.
Yeah.
You?
Whoa, I guess.
And that's right. An ether pad can be removed to treat a single hernia.
Oh. You know, we could almost wear khakis with something like that.
It looks like something the Chippendales would wear.
Like who?
The Chippendales.
The Rescue Rangers,
take your word
yeah.
For it. I've never been there.
Yeah. All right. So, well, no, we've got the product. We actually have dozen jumbo dinosaurs. You got some kids in your life. You've got grandbabies.
Oh, are you kidding? Marky, my little grandson, Marky, is a dinosaur fanatic.
A dozen jumbo, 12, that's a full 12, up to 6 inches long, $7. You get a Stegosaurus, Brontosaurus, Velociraptorosaurus.
Hey, Chris, you got $7. Can I borrow $7?
Well, I was going to put it in your 401k, but...
Oh, God, well, I don't cash that in yet.
So, that is our pick of the week, courtesy
wow,
of Amazon.
And Al,
yes.
I don't know if you know this. Have you ever heard of Amazon Prime?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yes,
I've
I have,
that
actually.
Planet many
I have.
Times, but it was
do you have Amazon
yeah.
Prime?
No, I don't have Prime, but I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Not Prime Rib.
No, I understand. Mm.
That means you're not going to pay shipping on this.
It's $80 a year, free shipping.
We're not even talking ground shipping here, folks. Talking 2-day shipping.
Two.
Holy
two.
Now that's a deal.
God.
$6.99 for these dinos.
I mean, when you need your dinosaurs fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you absolutely have to have your dinosaurs overnight.
Yeah.
The only Amazon dinosaur. Prime.
Can you see some little kid sitting there just jonesing? Shaking from side to side. I need my dinosaur.
As a matter of fact, Michelle, when my little grandson Mark was 4 years old, he asked if I ever see any dinosaurs or dragons when I look out of airplane windows. And I said, sure, Marky, that's why Grandpa stopped drinking.
So the only dinosaur that counts to me is that giant green Sinclair one somewhere in Wyoming, Dakota, Homing.
Yeah, in St. Louis, they also have Sinclair stations.
Do they?
In Missouri,
they had,
yes.
This one we stopped at had a gigantic fiberglass dinosaur sitting over it.
Ooh. Oh, was, man.
I can't remember. It's all a blur now, Craigie. You kept me so... in a twirl.
Hopped up on PCPs.
I don't know what happened. We took your picture in front
of
it. I don't know who has it.
I think it was South Dakota. I'm sure
it might be on my... Yeah.
But anyway, Amazon.com, we thank them for their support. If you want to help us out, just go to roundaboutshow.com. On the top of the page, you will see a banner ad for Amazon. If you click on that and do all of your purchases like you normally would, we'll get a little bit of credit for that, and you'll help us out, your favorite automotive podcast.
Now, obviously,
right?
We joke about getting silly things like hernia belts and plastic
yeah.
dinosaurs.
No,
available.
But you can order serious things through there like I did recently, and I even did two items by accident, and Roundabout gets credit for those.
Oh,
because
sure, yeah.
I was looking at lavalier mics, and I put them in my shopping basket, and then I changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple weeks later, I went in to buy our... three big boxes of coffee for the office, and I just went to like one click checkout and I bought the two lavalier mics.
Bonus for us.
Sweet. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, Amazon, for your support.
Oh, I mean, you can get like everything. Absolutely. From hernia belts to
DVDs
movies.
To car parts mm-hmm. to electronics. They sell some sort of iPad on there too.
It's true. It's true.
Amazon, we thank you for your support.
I actually bought a kidney on Amazon.
That's not funny to some of us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
Al, that was in the Amazon.
I bought a liver. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Okay.
I bought
delicious.
A lung.
Was it breaded?
All right, guys. It's the moment the chat room has been waiting for.
Oh, my God.
Our
They're
segment.
Excited about this one.
I bet. Stand up.
A car by any other name. Do you have a sound drop, Ben?
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, it's time for Roundabout's newest game where we name the cars and you, our enthusiastic, loyal, stupendous audience, do the rest. We call it, as I just mentioned, a car by any other name.
It's so badass.
Thank you, Dave. In each round of the game, I will announce a fictional make and model, and each panelist will then take his or her turn describing, based only on said name, what kind of vehicle fits that moniker. For instance, if we call out the Langostini Clarafino, I might describe it as an Italian compact aimed at financially secure millennials, intended to evoke the carefree joy of an afternoon at the beach. Sans Al and his support device, of course. For extra points, I might also mention that it was conceived while Langostini's head of product development was luncheon at the Red Lobster. So,
excellent.
It's a game of creative thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm screwed. Yeah.
In each round, the winner will be determined by the fickle hordes in the the enthusiastic, loyal, and stupendous.
Those experts.
Exactly.
AR. Yes. Chatters in the chat room chatting away. After each round, Ben, right over there, will
That's
put a
me.
Link. He'll put a link in the chat room where you guys can vote. So chatters, be prepared to sign, to click on that link and let your voice be heard. So let's get going. And no peeking, guys.
So
Ben.
Who shall we start with? Let's
you decide.
Let's start with Chris, and then Al, and then Michelle. All right? For each
Ladies
round.
Ladies last.
Ladies last.
Unless you want to go foist.
No, I'm good.
Okay. So our first vehicle, Christopher, is the Salud Castaneda.
Pronounce the tilde, Craig.
Nieda.
And
the Salud Castaneda.
The Salud has those double exclamation point thingies, one upside down. And
yeah.
I don't know if that's important.
That's a tilde.
Yeah. No.
Well, obviously, it was made in Spain. It's powered by a hydrogen-fueled V6, but of which they're not actually together on the same crankshaft. They sort of sit near one another because they don't want to get to know each other too well too early. It has a leather interior made from virgin cows.
That Al hasn't gotten.
Yeah, not from Indiana, that's for sure.
Exactly. Buttery smooth leather. It does 0 to 60 in approximately 4.5 seconds, a top speed of 145 miles an hour. It gets 30 miles to the gallon, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day, it goes to sleep for an hour.
Siesta. What kind of vehicle is it, Chris?
It is a two-door coupe
conversion
with a removable hardtop. Don't ask me how they figured that out, that it would be a coupe and a removable hardtop, but they're Spanish. They can do anything. And it has an aerodynamic drag coefficient of 0.375, meaning that it's, okay.
Jeez, and they call me sick.
There you go. Good first round. Starting things off, teed it up, boom, down the driving range. Al, are you ready? What is the Salud Castaneda?
Actually, my description is very short. It's not long-winded like Mr. Sawyer's. The vehicle you mentioned, would you say it again, please?
Salud Castaneda.
Yes, it's actually just a specialty vehicle that's sold only to funeral homes. It's basically an international global hearse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's narrow enough for European roads?
Yes, it's sort of like, European roads and even thin people in this country. people who you don't want to waste a full-size Cadillac or a Lincoln for.
Somebody not very popular.
Yeah, you just stick these people in the back and cart them out to the...
What kind of engine does it have?
Well, it has a rotary engine. It's actually made by Mazda. I can't hide this.
It's made rebadged.
Rebadged.
Okay. Yeah, but again, it's a hearse, so...
Doesn't matter.
It's basically a 323 that's been lengthened about like a DC-8 was.
Okay.
But that's good.
So Al Vinicor says it's a hearse.
Yeah.
So you're listening, Chad.
We've got a coupe, a hearse, and now finally,
Michelle,
from Miss Motormouth, what is the Salud Castaneda?
Well, it's actually a car that's made by a very old company that for some reason nobody knows about, that's based in Puerto Rico. And it's a luxury sedan, V10, that is designed at hitting the more successful market. So it has bulletproof glass. It's sort of representing the valiant lord sort of attitude of the wealthy of Puerto Rico.
The affluent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To put it nicely. All right.
They have affluent in Puerto Rico?
I don't know. I've never been.
Oh, well, I've been there many times. I don't recall seeing anybody. That's not hanging around where I do.
I know. All right. Are you forever holding your peace, Michelle?
Uh-huh.
All right. So chat room, brace for impact.
I have pasted the link in the chat room, Craig.
Al Vinicor, Michelle Naranjo, and Christopher McSawyer.
Let's see
McSawyer.
How they
it's
vote.
An honorary MC.
Well,
right now we have 3 votes for Michelle, 1 vote for Al. Chris coming in at a 0. Now we've got Al and Michelle 50, neck 50. And neck, 3-3. 50% for Michelle, 50% for
vote.
Just
by you,
Al.
The audience.
Vote. Michelle is swelling into a lead.
God.
I'm Damn swelling.
Michelle is swelling.
God,
too much salt in your diet.
What an anti-Semitic woman you are.
Wow, I didn't get any votes. I could be running in the primary.
Well, you're about as windy as a debate.
All right.
I'll give you windy in a minute here.
Oh,
buddy.
Sorry. I'm sorry, boss.
Are the polls closed?
Who I write for.
All precincts reporting.
Hey, I think Rick Perry actually got more votes in this poll than you did.
Probably did.
Oh, jeez.
Probably did.
5-3. God. I think Michelle Naranjo.
What's wrong with this audience?
We're gonna call it for Michelle. 63% of the vote. Michelle all wins right. Round one.
Ding. Thank y'all.
You didn't tell us what the prize
awesome,
is.
Awesome, Michelle.
You get to leave in one piece.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You get this great deal from Amazon.com.
$30 off for the a half off in the dinosaurs?
No, but if you pay for Prime, then you get free shipping.
Oh,
all right. So, okay, round one, Michelle carried the day. Are we ready for round two, Chris?
Hell no.
Well, the vehicle you have to tell us about is the Feldman Haberdasher VX11.
The VX.11, right?
The Feldman Haberdasher?
Such a car.
Whatever. I think the dot makes a lot, or the period, or decimal, or whatever that is.
His dot.
It is about that time.
Such a penis.
Feldman Haberdasher.
Haberdasher.
VX-11.
Well, I think this car was designed for those people in Upper Manhattan who work in the rag trade. They're sending their kids to accounting school.
Jeez,
and it's a four-door. It's a nice car. It's a practical car. And but it's not a handsome car. And it's cheap.
You are very... You have congested digestion, Chris.
Right off the bat, he earns points for not slipping into the Indian accent.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. That's right.
Thank you.
Man, I just had a successful brisk to talk like that. Such
He's been hanging around you too long, Al. You met a relative on the last precipice.
I did. The limousine driver, the shuttle driver that took us from the airport.
Yep.
Turned out that we were related, a shirt tail from Odessa in the Ukraine.
Wow.
He looked just like Al, but a lot younger.
I was bitching about showing up late to pick us up. yeah. Turned out he was related. So yeah.
Is that why you don't remember that last date in the back of the limo?
Oh, I remember that fine. So does my doctor.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Michelle. That was too great a setup.
Well, Al, you're next. What is the Feldman Haberdasher VX.11?
That is a very specialized vehicle that's basically a hearse, and it's only sold in Israel. and the factory is on the Gaza Strip because that's where the most business comes from for the funeral homes. And it's...
Powered by a rotary again?
Yeah, it's one of a kind. And, being Israeli, it's good.
Is it still built off a Mazda 323, or did you...
No. It's built off... It's built off a Schmeckel, auto Schmeckel.
An auto Schmeckel Diesendorf.
No, that's German. You can't. Goddamn people just want to go marching into every place we go, aren't you? No, it's a wonderful vehicle, and unfortunately, your last ride is taken in it.
Mm. Oh, what we call in this country a Cadillac.
No, actually, it's like the Mercury Grand Marquis. It's always purchased on the final buying program.
The reverse mortgage program.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very
good. By Fred Thompson
or what's his name, number two. Anyway.
Believe me.
All right, Al, great. Another hearse from Mr. Vinicor.
Well, you keep throwing these things in my way.
I see.
It's trick questions. I know that.
you're just unraveling our not a lies. Michelle Naranjo, are you ready?
I am absolutely ready.
Engage.
The Feldman Haberdasher is actually it's got a kind of rich but yet new sort of tradition for residents of North London. It's a car that's handmade. It takes a full year for this Mr. Feldman to make it in his backyard.
Marty Feldman,
union labor.
He has all sorts of people that help him and work for him, and he made his fortune on cornichons that are put on those Fieldman's platters in pubs, right? Like, he's the source of the little pickles. And he made all this money on these little pickles. And so he has this one car that he makes every year, and it is given to the woman from North London who attends Ascot. And it's made with this, like, very large sort of open roof so that her hat can fit out the top. And it just so happens that the point 11 is because he's in his 11th year of making them.
Mm. Does this woman wear Tattersall?
Whoa. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
And my other question, were you reading out of the brochure? That's considered cheating.
That's pretty convincing. I'm not going to lie, man.
Don't make any loud noises or quick moves around Michelle. That's all I can see. All I can recommend.
All right, chat room.
I have pasted the link in, so vote away.
Gird your loins.
Let's see. Gird your loins. Let's see who.
This is girding.
I have my girdle on.
Hey, you can get one from Amazon.
Al Vinicor is carrying the day.
He's in an early lead.
But Chris Sawyer is tied with 25%.
I finally got a vote.
I think you're going to win this.
Al is swelling up 50%. Michelle at 17%.
I've done that all my life.
Oh, my God. 29 for 50 for Al. Al is carrying it full term.
Oh, baby.
We've got 8 votes. All precincts are reporting, Ben.
I think we can call it
Al Vinicor.
This one's for Al.
Chris, ding, for ding, twinsies.
And all right, we've Michelle, got, this is pardon the pun, this is the rubber game coming up here now.
We've got, Chris, you've got votes on the board, so don't feel so depressed anymore.
Good, Chris. Diggity, I got more votes than Ron Paul.
Yes, you did. You got two. All right.
You're the Lyndon LaRouche of this this
album. That's right.
He's a regular Rick Perry.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Are we all ready for round number three?
Damn straight.
All right.
At least I'm not Bob
Dole. To quote the late Isaac Hayes, you damn right.
All right. Chris, are you ready?
Hell no.
Round three is the GMC Terrain Cabriolet Denali.
don't we just call that the Murano Cabriolet these days?
I don't know. Or the Evoque Cabriolet?
Yeah.
Econoline Club Wagon.
Okay, so this is a...
The bailout mobile.
This is a professional grade small 4x4 with a retractable roof. It leaves the sides up sort of like the Fiat 500 Cabrio, rolls the fabric roof down to the point where it all sits on top of the rear hatch, and you can't see out the back. But then in the car like this, you don't care what's behind you. You don't care about much of anything like living. But you've got the Denali edition, so it has rich buttery leather. It has the full complement of gizmos on the inside. Everything Bluetooth, it has the 8-inch screen, the whole nine yards. But it's powered by a 3-cylinder turbocharged engine with a total of 57 horsepower.
Soft top or hard top?
It's definitely soft top. Roll down.
Okay. I believe you said the top was stitched together out of unborn baby leopard pelts.
buttery leopard.
It's actually from clubbed baby seals.
So you're too young to remember.
That's only in the Canadian edition.
You're too young to remember Last Tango in Paris.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mr. Vinicois.
Well, what was the name of the vehicle again?
The GMC Terrain Cabriolet Denali.
Well, it's a specialty vehicle. It's used as a hearse. And, this is a well thought out vehicle because it's used to take the dead careers of former GM employees.
it's also signed by Rick Wagoner?
Well, yes, and they take these careers to the unemployment line.
Not the grave, then.
Well, depending on the age. Depending on how many years they had with the company.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it, yeah.
Nothing else? Did it have a rotary engine?
It was pushed downhill. It's just like the careers. It just went downhill.
Well, the advantage of the removable top is you can just pack them all in standing up.
Absolutely. Oh, push it downhill, they're done. Yeah.
Did you ever work for Ryanair?
Oh, jeez. All right, Michelle. GMC Terrain Cabriolet Denali. What's it going to be?
Well, I'm going to set a scene here because there is a particular kind of person that actually inspired the design of this vehicle. So imagine that you are the wife of someone who's very successful in the construction industry, and he's afforded you a house in the East Hamptons during the summer. But your life is never very easy because you're constantly having to run one child to violin practice and one child to drama and one child to gymnastics.
That's bullshit.
But after you get them all delivered, you drive to this beach and you get a rubber raft out of the back and you set off the beach into the water. And you just sit in the water and you gaze at the horizon and you look back and there is this massive brick sitting there that looks like a cinder block. And you're reminded of the wonderful things and the life that your husband's given you through his construction trade, right? And I would have to admit, I probably just completely exited myself from the game because that is the exact reason that I was told that they designed the Ford Flex. And I'm not lying. That was actually their.
Oh yeah, this was in the days back when you'd go into a meeting with any of the Ford people if you're doing any work for them, and a friend of mine did it with the Mountaineer marketing head. Guy sat him down. He thought he was going to get this, you know, quick pitch on what do I need to know about the Mountaineer marketing. Guy sat down and gave him line and verse of who this buyer was, what her name was, how old she was, how much money the family made, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Pretty specific.
It went on for 35 minutes, and he ended it by saying, we know so much about this woman, we can even tell you how – and this is not a real woman, mind you – how she voted in the school board – for the school board. And my friend, being totally nonplussed, just sits there for a second, looks up at him, and he says – well, if you know the buyer so well, why the hell do you have to put rebates on these effing cars?
Oh, excellent. Hey, Michelle, you really are in Southern California, aren't you?
She described everything around the vehicle. Interesting tech.
I thought for a minute there, Michelle, that you were reading a romance novel.
That's God knows we were.
Wow. That really came from the Flex?
At the first drive event, that was how they described it to me.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that explains why. That probably explains why it is just burning up the sales charts.
All right, Ben, did you paste the vote link in?
I am about to.
Because it is the audience participation part of the program now.
Well, this ought to be a walk away.
The link is in there.
Michelle Naranjo, 100% of the vote.
What the hell?
100%.
Oh, come on.
That's
bullshit. That cannot be.
I am getting just...
I am stunned.
Wow.
What in the hell is going on in this place?
Chris, ooh.
No vote.
Michelle winning is 6 votes for Michelle, 2 for Al, 0 for Chris. He's not...
Well, I can understand losing, but deal. Not me.
You know what? I should have been smart because I was thinking about it. I just said, well, it's a hearse.
Yeah.
That's true.
Michelle?
Tells one of this audience they're afraid to die.
Wow.
Boy, all right. I'm stunned.
And my eyes are brown.
So are mine.
Craig, we are prepared to call this one.
It's Michelle.
For Michelle.
She carried it.
75% of the vote.
75? That's not just a... That's
a mandate.
That's a landslide.
That's what they call it.
That's one of the Hawaiian Islands crashing into the ocean. That is...
So she gets to...
She's going to be the roundabout candidate for president.
Yeah. She gets the designer disease of the week.
Oh?
Okay. Okay.
Sure. Our fourth and final round, though.
Oh, we got another one coming.
You got one last chance.
We have an optional round.
Man.
All right.
This is for Chris's pride.
Oh, there's none of that left.
Yeah,
the fourth
kidding?
And final vehicle, gentlemen and lady, is the Orca Motor Rickshaw Company Trumpeteer.
Ooh.
This time, just to get it out of the way, we start with Al.
What's the name of this vehicle?
It's the Trumpeteer, and it's built by the Orca Motor Rickshaw Company Sandusky, Ohio.
That's easy. It's a hearse that's used by aquariums to remove their dead mammals. Bring them to the Starkiss plant.
Oh, my.
They're generally bought for the company by these do-gooder groups.
Greenpeace
or
something?
No, not PETA. Friends of Whales or
fowl. Friends of your ex-wife.
My ex-wife had no friends. Kidding. She couldn't even stand herself. I'm done.
I'm finished.
God damn it, folks. You vote for me because... Michelle has a felony record, and I don't.
Slander! Slander! Yeah,
Michelle has to be 100 yards away from a school, and I don't.
Wow. Well, let's mix it up. Let's go to Michelle next. You're on the line. You're live on Runabout Radio.
Orca Motor Rickshaw Company, the Trumpeteer. What is it, Michelle?
Chinese aquariums, I should have said.
Well, it's actually built by the Central Californian Asian Americans who they're farmers and they're kind of like rednecks, and but they're Asian Americans, and they have built these whale of a motor rickshaws to carry people from winery to winery.
But I don't like Merlot. Yeah,
sure. Well, the winery's kind of it's one of those companies that they are just guaranteed business because the wineries can't take the liability of having people drink and drive. So Yeah.
Jeez,
very, very purpose-built.
Asian
I like it.
They'd be Appalachian whites, wouldn't they?
Appalachians. Yeah. Appalachians.
Oh,
absolutely.
Lednecks.
All right. Mr. Soya, the virtual driver. .com.
Yeah, the virtual loser on this game.
Well, that's, you know,
what is?
We didn't tell you this is worth 100 points. Doesn't so you win this
matter.
Round.
Doesn't and it just bloody matter.
The Orca Motor Rickshaw Company, model name Trumpeteer.
Hard to believe I'm 67 years old and putting up with this shit.
it's
like the what was it? The walls of Jericho came tumbling down.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's built like a woven basket with two long handles on it so that the driver can pull it forward if he needs to, because it's only powered by a one-cylinder, 125cc two-stroke motor. It has seven wheels because it is also a hearse.
Sounds like you're describing your swing that you bought at home. For
and it's made under license by people in California who want to go from winery to winery. I don't know.
Jesus, and this is a bonus?
Yeah, no.
This is a bone, not a bonus.
All right, well.
And it has trumpets on it. Yeah, yeah, that's the
ticket. Yeah, that's a ticket.
It's got trumpets.
Yeah,
and my wife, Morgan Fairchild,
yeah.
Whom I've seen naked.
Yeah. Yeah, my dead wife, Morgan Fairchild.
Don't right. even worry about voting for me, folks. I know I've already lost.
Well, yeah. Just wait and see.
The
poll has been posted, so chat room.
Who is it who's won this time?
Michelle Norano,
100%. Oh, Jesus, God. What in the hell is going on? Oh, there you go.
Got it out.
Chris Soyuz.
Oh.
Who typed? He's not a Soviet space capsule, Ben. Why does it say Soyuz?
Oh. Chris Soyuz is in the lead. He's
wrong. Oh, vinegar. Oh, okay.
And Michelle Navajo.
Jeez, I only got one vote on that. What the hell is this? What in the
I God believe name? Al Vinegar has overplayed his hearse card.
No.
What? No.
Just this dull-assed audience needs more
public.
Titillation.
I thank my voting public.
Christopher
for that.
Soyuz, you've carried the day. Congratulations. Yeah. You've taken Iowa.
What's South the final Dakota. Here?
Three for Chris, two for...
No. I mean for the whole game.
Oh.
I still win.
Yes, she did. She had two, you had one, Chris had one.
Jesus.
You don't believe in him, Al.
He's one of us. Yeah, you know, the best you guys can do is Pope.
That's okay. Right.
Well, that is...
I went all the way.
That concludes a Car by Any Other Name spirited conversation, everyone.
Oh, man.
Great arguments about hearses and trumpeting.
Chris is about to break the corner off that table, you realize.
Yes. So. What?
So, congratulations, Michelle.
Winner!
Thank you.
Let's give Michelle a clap. She deserves it.
Wait a minute. Michelle's got the clap. No.
Yeah.
No.
She's got all of our claps.
Oh, my God.
She's got all of our claps.
Al, stop these. Stop
inappropriate
putting out
Al.
These rumors.
All right, guys.
Al in the back
some
of the
seafood
taxi
for Michelle. Let's give her crabs.
Oh. Al should have kept that hernia belt on.
I know.
Crabs for my men.
All right,
Charles,
guys.
He kept putting on his head, kept saying, I want some fava beans.
I think we have a show on that disturbing note.
Very disturbing.
Good hustle, team. Especially,
so
Al, I didn't know you could move that fast.
This is basically an extra large coffee. You use that for a timer.
Yeah. Well, your bladder's probably now equally full.
No.
Out.
I have a bomber bladder. He's the one with the bad bladder.
I just wouldn't sit in that chair after he's been there. But it's
no,
okay.
Well, it's...
That's why we lined it in plastic.
So mark my territory.
Al, how you doing? Depends.
Why do you think he never gets up to use the loo? I mean...
That's right.
He's like that astronaut woman, remember?
Exactly.
That went crazy? Mm-hmm. Well, he's got that, too,
I'm
but
like
the diapers.
I'm a walking urinal. That's what I am.
All right. Well, good show, guys. Fun show.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. My, yes.
Al Vinokur, thank you for coming back.
Oh, no problem.
You write for the Chicago Sun-Times, you
yes,
claim.
And MotorwayAmerica.com and Virtual Driver and Auto Proyecto. I'm the resident gringo at Auto Proyecto and Journal Register Syndicate. God damn it.
Easy for you to say.
To wash my hands.
Yeah, especially after you go to the bathroom. But
yes,
anyway,
yeah.
It's an efficiency thing.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Well, thank you for coming back, Al. We do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
It.
Yeah, well, any time.
Except he called. Chris Sawyer.
Yes?
The virtual driver, the simulated motorist, if you will.
That's right. Virtualdriver.com.
What's going on there?
Everything.
Tirades.
Tirades from Al.
Reviews.
Technology, analysis and opinion, reviews, lifestyle pieces. And just any other crap I want to throw up there.
The whole Megillah.
Plus, we're going to be providing pretty soon content to carsincontext.com.
What?
Yes.
What?
I used to write for.
Your old stomping ground.
That's right. Now under the control of John Clore, who used to have it before.
Mm. So it's come full circle.
Come full circle.
Wow. How do you like that?
Just now, was it not before Cars in Context? Like .us.
.us, yes.
So now it's officially a .com.
Now it's officially a .com.
They must have gone to GoDaddy.
In about a week, it'll be pointing at my website. So
very nice.
I'll be taking over the world, Smithies.
Yes. Well, thank you, Chris, for coming back. We do appreciate
thank you.
It. And we cannot give shout-outs to our panelists without forgetting Michelle Naranjo.
Don't forget me.
We got you. Michelle Naranjo, Auto Bytel, and I don't know what Al's doing. He's whooping.
No, just giving you a shout out.
Oh, he's got whooping cough.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at the sun coming in all of a sudden. Wow.
Yes.
So, what's new on the Auto Bytel, Michelle? It rhymes.
Oh, gosh. Let me think. I did a little over 2 weeks straight travel and
pussy.
A bit tired of that. Right now.
Jesus, 2 weeks and you're tired.
Michelle,
try 50 years of it, Michelle. See how happy you are then.
Oh God,
I'm tired. 2 weeks.
No, it's well. I also, you know, have I'm a single mom with a kid, so it kind of makes I miss my daughter. So
aren't we all.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bitch. But then I actually did something kind of fun this week. I went and rescued Aaron Bragman.
Yes. We followed that chronicle on the Facebook.
That was unfortunate for Aaron, but, you know, that was kind of nice because, you know, I'd do anything to drive a Prius V.
You
and,
would?
Why? Yeah. And otherwise, I don't know.
You guys gave out your Auto Bytel awards?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We did in Chicago. That was my muscles my arms hurt from holding those crystal trophies
and shaking hands, Michelle,
and smiling. I, you know,
my cheeks hurt. Can I stop?
Yeah. And I, you know what? I've heard him speak many times to groups and been part of the audience. I still can't understand a word that Harmon Sellenbach says.
Who?
The guy.
The name.
The guy from Ford. That's like the forward product guy.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yes, and he just kept talking to me, and I just kept...
Yeah. He was making a pass at you, Michelle.
No, I didn't know. And I got my wallet stolen.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. No.
So we were all out dancing, and I was dancing up a storm with Moto Man and Miss Motormouth dancing away. And someone took my wallet in Chicago.
Well, if the roundabout audience can help track that down, Michelle, we're going to put the word out.
I think Luann took it.
Yeah, looking for an idea for a
future. Yeah, for a column.
Column, yeah.
Well, Michelle, thank you for joining us. As always, a pleasure having you on.
Good to see you again, Michelle. Yeah.
Nice to see you, Al.
Hi, Michelle.
She's lying through her
teeth. Nice to see you.
Aren't we all?
I never get to see Chris in person.
Well, he never gets invited anywhere.
That's right. Nobody likes me. They won't even vote for me.
There's a reason for that, Michelle.
Yeah.
It's called talent or lack thereof.
That's not true.
I bathe. No, sorry.
All right. Well, good show, guys. And Ben, we got to thank Ben for doing all the technical stuff.
Absolutely. That tears my eyes. God.
You know how you can thank me?
By downloading.
Amazon.com. But first you have to click on our banner. And as Eric says...
Buy stuff now.
Sound advice.
Now being after you click on the banner.
Mm-hmm.
Buy stuff then.
After you click.
Right.
All right. Fair enough. Remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 on the West Coast. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and, of course, Autoline Daily. If you want to get involved with your Roundabout friends, please do. We are on Twitter. It's twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We're also on Facebook, and it's as simple as going to facebook.com/roundaboutshow. And you, just like one doesn't like apple pie, can get involved. He's been posting up a storm on that Facebook page.
It's been kind of nuts.
We tip my hat to him.
One doesn't like apple pie, but he sure is nuts.
He sure loves that Roab.
He certainly does. If you never want to miss an action-packed episode, and frankly, who doesn't, you can subscribe to Roundabout. You can do it through the Zune Marketplace or even, of course, iTunes. And if you're doing that, we ask you to please give us a rate-a-roo. Give us a rating. They've got the little 5-star bar. So tell us what you think. Be honest.
Not too honest, well, but I mean honest-ish.
That'd be fine.
Just
do it.
Write a
like
good
the
review,
Nike slogan, you know. Just.
I was just noticing this room is in two different time zones. Mm? There's two clocks here, and they're different time zones.
Uh-oh. Sorry, there's a rip in the space-time continuum. Thanks,
and
Al's
in the Twilight Zone.
Yes,
so
he's in the...
That makes three.
Yeah.
Sitting in my own private hell.
And with that, thanks to all of you out there listening. Please join us again next week as we circle the roundabout, and we'll talk to you then.
Duh.
God,
son of a bitch.
Well, at least it was free.
Oh, God.
What were the famous words, Al? It's not going to spill.
Well, I wouldn't have if you'd have...
not gotten you so excited, right?
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to get you... We got
I'm
a
sorry.
Cup, don't
the
we?
Lord curseth.
Do you need a sippy cup, Al?
you have one? What kind of dumbass thing is that? I thought this was an adult show. Forgot.
Oh hell no! This is the children's
oh,
playing in the family. God.
Yes, it is.
This is the children's hour. Yeah. Did you bring your magic mirror?
No, I got my magic eight ball. Sounds stupid.